Cameron McAdoo, I just talked to Jace Owen. I told him that I was really looking forward to the McAdoo-Owen battles. Unfortunately, your starts were just not on the level of his, but certainly you had great speed.
Yeah, my starts honestly weren't even close. I started probably outside the top 10 every time. I honestly don't have anything for it. Like I each time there, it was kind of something different, and whether I'd spin or I'd have this wheelie and
reaction.
Just kind of trying to, like, I mean, I can't say just trying to figure out the bike, but yeah, it was tough. My starts were really good last weekend and in OzX. Like, I felt like I was coming off the medal awesome. So then this weekend, just some things were a little bit different. And then, but yeah, I felt like I had great speed. I really wish I would have been able to start up front more because, like last night, I had one good start and we won that main. So, yeah.
Yeah, I thought once the gate dropped, your speed was very good. You could have won more than one main event. But yeah, I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Hard track to pass on too, right?
Yeah, it was. And actually, like in the last main, I had a crash on lap two, and I went back to, I think, 15th or 16th, and so I had a lot of work to do.
Yep.
I got back up to, I want to say, fourth. I think so. So, yeah, it was
actually tough. That last lap pass bumped you from third to second overall.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of knew that was the deal, and the guy wasn't very happy on me passing him, but whatever.
Yeah. Whoops were a strong point for you?
Yeah, actually, my whoops felt good all weekend. Yeah, press day, I was like kind of struggling. I was struggling with suspension, but we got it as good as dialed as we could, you know, with what the bike I have. So, yeah, I felt good all weekend, strong in the whoops, and kind of really strong all over the track. Just my starts hindered me so bad.
Look, you did straight rhythm for Pulp MX. You did Australia. You won that. You came here to France. You're quite the traveler this offseason.
Yeah, and it's been awesome. You know, every other offseason, well, I've only had one offseason, but last year I felt like I was in October, I was pounding out, you know, 50, 60 laps a day. And then, you know, it was just so much training, and you got until February. So this has been cool. I've been basically on every end of the world now, which before this year I hadn't left other than Canada and Mexico. So it's been awesome to travel, see everything, and get the racing experience. You really can't beat that.
Cool, man. Well, nice work this weekend.
Yeah, thanks.